Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The cliche is, well, that's baseball. And I'm sure there might be some big picture, you know, theme, but or trend, but like,
it seems to me that the big picture theme everyone has is there's not as much frontline dominant pitching as there have been in other years. So like the teams that have used to always just have like, you know, four arms that you can't replace, like they're all scattered throughout the country now.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But yeah, like this, I think at least at the very least in this century, this is the most, just the wildest in terms of upsets and things like that. This is the wild. Like, there's never been a number one overall national seed who didn't make a regional final until now. LSU is on the ropes, playing in the winner take all today, right? They are.
LSU's on the ropes. Ole Miss has got Ole Miss is trying to come back after losing their first game to the 4 seed. You also have, let's see.
I think both the Oregon hosts are out.
Yes, both Oregon teams. The Ducks, I think, went 2 and out.
Oregon's playing tonight.
Or did the Beavers go 2 and out?
Oregon went 2 and out. Corvallis Regional has a game tonight.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Oregon State.
Yeah, I mean, it's been nuts. All right, we wish you well, because I know you're not someone that likes to stay up and watch sports till 1 a.m.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fine. Every once in a while, we'll make it work.
Make an exception. All right, Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
All right, thanks, y'all.
That is Jason Munns. When we come back, let's get into the list. We've had the Madden cover. I got deep into the internet. I'm here to tell you, I think I found something out. Everyone was freaking out about Saquon. I think it's fake. And I'll tell you why. We'll do all that during the list when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Let's get into the list. Saquon Barkley. All right, so I guess the news of the day from the video game front is that Saquon Barkley will be on the cover of Madden 2026, or I guess Madden 26, I should just say. I sound pretty old when I say that. Couple of things. Number one, we started getting the footage of the promo drop. And so included around this was a video of Saquon recreating the backwards hurdle. Unquestionably, one of the most insane plays we've ever seen. It was an incredible athletic prowess. But this is where I get the rap of just being a hater when I look at that and go, that's not real. Because if you've seen the clip, I saw it from covers.com. I believe it's originally from Bleacher Report. I've shown it to Herd, and George has seen it as well. I don't care how explosive you are and how freak of an athlete you are and how high you can jump. You do not reach the apex of your jump and suspend in air. That is what he does. Lo and behold, I want to give credit to whoever figured this out. Brad Bowden sent it to me. We have behind the scenes, and my boy is clearly wearing a harness. And yet I will be the one that gets labeled as the hater because I see that and go, that's fake. Now, I will say this. It's getting harder and harder to sniff out fake, not from this kind of stuff. We've got so much AI videos on the internet right now that it's impossible to sniff it out. That one, however, was not impossible. When you see a human being levitating, gravity still impacts us all, no matter how big. We have the advantage of, we see Ja Morant. Think about how high Ja jumps and how explosive he is. Has Ja ever gotten to the top of the backboard and just suspended?
He's gotten pretty close.
He's gotten right.
Surprisingly close.
Has he ever paused for 2 seconds and stayed?
No, I can't say that he has.
This is what drives me insane. It's like, I'm not the hater. Y'all are dumb. That's not my fault.
Here's my thing. Why could they not have just grabbed a screenshot from the actual play?
So I presume he has all the motion capture stuff on it. I presume what they're doing is...
Oh, so it can put it in the game.
I'm assuming that's going to be when you put the game on, that's going to be the first thing you see. They're recreating that play. All right, here's the other question. Are we at the point where you still have to buy Madden every year?
I'm not the person to ask for this.
Yeah, I'm not the correct person.
Well, see, I bought Madden and NCAA last year.
NCAA was better, wasn't it?
NCAA had kind of it was a unique spot of you've waited so long for this thing to be back.
Yeah.
And it was clearly a very well done version of NCAA. Whereas a lot of years when you play NCAA, you could tell they just got the Madden system and it was a year behind. And so Madden always felt way ahead because the developers were giving NCAA basically the older game, from a functionality standpoint. I think the problem that I have now is, most of how I play the game is just I play online. And so the only reason to buy the new one is just because everybody's on the new one. But it's now getting to the point where it's like, man, I don't know. Do I really need to buy this thing every single year?
Yeah, I'm not gaming like I once was either.
And that's the other issue.
But I was a big 2K, NCAA, and Madden. Actually, for me to be more of a basketball guy, I kind of used to play the Madden, NCAA, and then NCAA basketball more. Because even before I became a coach, I used to literally go through the whole legacy thing where, recruiting
the
players.
Yeah, and the offline, the build your team type
thing. I always
got
mad in 2014 that you couldn't cheat. I wanted them to, in NCAA, I wanted them to build in a system that, you could go dirty in recruiting, but, you could get popped. How good were you at it?
How many of your players are driving new Camaros?
If you played a dynasty, back in 2014, if you were, 15 to 20 years into the game, North Texas was always one of the best schools because Dallas had all the players. And it's well, that's not accounting for the fact that those guys would not be going to North Texas. But so I wanted a more realistic feel.
Yeah, yeah. But I liked it how I'm trying to think how they used to put it. You go recruit, you would get enough players. And the thing I liked about the football and the basketball game, once you learned how to play it, I would actually start challenging myself and go get mid-major jobs.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I would still, win enough to make it deep in the, you know what I mean?
Oh, job hopping's so fun.
Yeah, yeah, and recruit enough and get players.
Loyalty was not a thing that Jeffrey Wright, the head coach, was concerned with at all.
So I was in it lately. I don't know if it's my but video games, I heard, is really good for relaxing still at my age. But I haven't been into my players. They all be talking about it. I need to get on it because even some of the pro guys, Anthony Edwards, OG, they all be on it. What's your player this? I'm like, I don't. And now I know you can just buy the game really just from the TV right online. You don't have to,
everything's
copy.
Yeah, you don't have the disc anymore. That was a special thing. Midnight release and then going to get the disc. But I guess this is the other thing, though. I actually don't mind if my players would play the game, because I do think now they've made the game to where you don't have to know how to play quarterback to be good, but it certainly helps. Like, if you know, all right, against this front, I can do this. I think they are actually, like, learning the game better.
No, that's good. I mean, they have the aesthetics with playing a game and stuff like that has helped.
What do you see? Jaden does the virtual reality. Jaden Daniels, like, he wears, like, the thing that looks like the Oculus mask.
I
don't know. Like, I guess it's one of those things, like, it can't hurt. But, like, to me, the biggest thing is I do think recognizing coverages, recognizing, like, what that means, like, for your route, knowing, I guess now everything's so RPO-centric. It's like, well, if you can figure out how to run this RPO, then I guess it helps. But our starting quarterback used to believe that he was a better quarterback because he played video games religiously. And I used to always think that was him just justifying playing video games.
No, some people, like I say, as I would say, there's studies that whether it's sports or other things, playing games in a video game has enhanced.
Well, you have to make decisions.
Yeah, you got to make decisions from intelligence. I mean, even a simple game that I get on my players about nobody can beat me, no coach can beat me. Even a simple game like Connect Four, I have started bringing back to the table. And it actually makes you think, because I actually set people up in two ways. And then when they think they didn't stop me, boom, I take glory in setting up two Connect Fours. And I'm going to let you see one of them I'm setting up. And the other one, I'm going to kind of be mysteriously setting up. So as soon as you block this one, boom. And so my player, oh, how you? No, you just have to think, you know. And so games do help. And speaking of games, Jeffrey, this is when I knew I was getting old. When I went and bought one of the, whether it was 2K, whatever, the last 3 years, and I couldn't just play it. They told me, you got to wait till I was done. I didn't even play it. I got to let it download and for this many hours. No, well, you know what? I have just lost interest again. I'm playing. I got something else to do. I have, like, some work to do.
This was always my complaint when I had, whatever, Xbox One. I spent more time watching that thing download and update than I ever did playing it. And it's like, hey, man, like I'm from an era where it's like, I've got 45 minutes. I just want to play some video games. Pop it in and play. I don't want to have to wait 90 minutes. And then it's like, at that point, like, it's out of the window.
Jeff, what you just said about you feel like you spent more time watching than playing it. I don't want to mess their brand up, but that's how I felt about my Range Rover at one point. It was a nice truck, but I felt like it spent more time.
Everyone that gets either a Land Rover or a Range Rover, Phil has the same experience. Like, when the car works, it was awesome, but it's like I spent more time of it being in the shop. The parts never fit. Like,
first of all, I'm gonna say this for my 40th birthday. But looking at my budget, I know this ain't special. I'm going to say 41 because I need a few more. But I'm going to still say my 41.
Not if you start betting. You can make that birthday a little special.
All right, now him and Tim going to have me out my house because I'm going to start betting when they get close to 40 and I might be on the wrong side of the fence now. But
please bet responsibly.
So with VIP play.
I would do a new Range or a G-Wagon. But this is the thing with the Ranges. With my Range, and I don't really buy cars brand new either or whatever. I buy them up to date, but I'm not finna double my money. With my Range, it wasn't like it was ever the engine, transmission, nothing crazy. It's just because it's so much computer. It always was some technical small stuff, but it took so many weeks to get it in and fixed that you would be like, then something else would just pop on, and it's like,
that's why I always wait when the emergency light comes on. I always wait for it to go off. I don't really want to buy a rental car for like 3 weeks. Maybe it'll go away.
Yeah, unless it's something crazy.
Yeah, and then you always eventually take it in the shop. This thing needed to be in here a long time ago. It's like,
oh, okay, what are
you,
my wife?
I'm about to pay you. Like, I don't need the judgment from you. Thank you. Like, I totally get that. But I was like, whatever.
But driving a Range Rover will make you appreciate, like, like just getting a car and being able to drive it 3 months and that's regular life, but you actually like the truck. I think I was talking to Jeffrey about it because he do Denali's when I got the truck that I got now. And, you know, I say I downgraded, but some people think that's a nice truck too. But the light have came on a couple times, but like Jeff said, it has went off in a day or two, so I don't think it has been none serious.
Yeah, half the time I don't even know. Is it tire pressure? Like, is it just hot? Like, yeah.
Well, I don't think it'll get hot, though. I don't think that's...
Well, no, it's like when it gets hot, your tires will...
Oh, so when it's hot outside.
Yeah, but like when it's super cold, usually your tire pressure will go down. We have this problem in my wife's car. She has a Honda, and it has the most sensitive tire pressure gauge I've ever seen where, like, you can just bank on it. In December... I'm going to have to go out there when it's like 20 something degrees and just pump a tire up. It doesn't have a flat. There's no puncture or anything, but it's just like, oh no, just cause it went down in temperature, the air pressure in the tire went down.
Yeah. It needs some attention. It sounds like, for sure. But that's the make with those. So I've been had that car now since August and it feels good that I haven't had any, like a new relationship, like everything just
smooth.
It's not toxic.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Yeah, but then it's like then when you have the like it's been like 3 weeks since that thing's come on, and you're just every time you get in the car, you're waiting like please don't turn on. Like it's just you think that's what it's gonna be. Also, do we care about this? The last four running backs to make it on the cover of Madden haven't played more than 10 games in a season. So that goes back to Christian McCaffrey, who played 4 games the next season. Barry Sanders played 0 games. Did he retire?
That would have been. He was on the Madden cover in what, like?
Was that the year that like they did the 25th anniversary and they put Barry on the cover?
Oh, maybe. So
that should be like not applicable.
I feel like that shouldn't be part of it if that's the case.
Then Peyton Hillis played 10 games, and Sean Alexander played 10 games.
Who is? I don't remember Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis was the kid for the Broncos. He was in that backfield that Arkansas had with Felix Jones, Darren McFadden.
I remember him.
And
too.
He was like the white bruising back.
He was a big white guy who played for the Browns that 1 year and went
Broncos
crazy for
and he
season.
Made and he was on
yeah,
the cover.
Yeah, he led the league in rushing as like a rookie with the Broncos.
And they put him on Madden for that?
Yeah. That was kind of a dark time in Madden. We were really running out of guys.
No, it always been enough good guys in the NFL.
I think did he win player of the year, whatever, offensive player of the year?
No.
It was also a point where guys were scared to get the Madden cover because of the Madden cover jinx.
I remember that.
2011, so this was after his first year in Cleveland. He won like a fan vote. They did a fan vote for it because no one else really wanted to.
Why did I think he was a Bronco?
He started out with the Broncos, but he went like absolutely crazy with Cleveland.
Oh, fan vote.
So his 2010 year in Cleveland. So in Denver, 08-09, he had like not even 400 yards between two seasons. 2010, he had 1,100 yards.
Mm.
It does feel like the biggest hurdle, no pun intended, that the Eagles are going to have to deal with is just injury luck. Because for the most part, they stayed pretty healthy last year.
Oh, yeah.
But it feels like... Like, we've even seen, like, when A.J. goes down, their passing game gets different, even though Devontae's a good number two. But it's like, A.J. gets to play that physical brand. And then if you don't have Saquon in there, that changes the whole running game. But I'm just convinced, like, they're just so good.
Who'd they even bring in to back up Saquon? Because I remember they used to have Gainwell, and he's not there anymore.
Who did they pay?
Because didn't Gainwell go to the Steelers?
That sounds right.
Steelers got to get a quarterback still.
Well, I mean, that's the other
thing.
Kenny
went to the Steelers.
A.J. Dillon is their backup right now. And then they also have Will Shipley.
I don't hate that, actually. A.J. Dillon's solid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, I feel like, you know, obviously you're not rooting for injuries, but it's like, to me, it's like the only thing that's going to stop the Eagles is injury luck.
If anything, I don't even know if it, like, for them, it would.
I think if Saquon goes down, their offense is a lot different.
Oh, it has to be. I think their offensive line health is a lot more important than some of their skill positions.
And then they have older guys up front.
Bingo.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Shador. All right, Hurd, I want your thoughts on this. So, Deion was on the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast hosted by Asante Samuel. And when he was asked about the quote-unquote reports about Shador during the draft process, whether or not they hurt. Quote, it did hurt. But the Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. There was some foolish stuff that went on, but that gave them something that they needed. Like that edge that Tom Brady had. It gave them that edge that you had, and it gave them that edge that I have. Folks said we weren't going to be nothing, but we had to prove that. It gave them an edge that they needed, both of them. So the idea being playing with the edge led people to feel a certain way about Shador. I don't actually think that's the problem. I think the problem is if you play with an edge, you just have to be undeniable. I think where it did become a problem for Shador is you start having these bad interviews and now your talent is good, but your talent's not undeniable. Because I think this is, if Shador threw the ball like Cam, I think he would have gotten drafted probably second overall, but he didn't. And so, like, you leave it up to the judges. And then I think when people start to realize, like, okay, well, we don't think he's going to be a starter for us, we're not going to have, like, he ran into the Tebow problem. Like, was Tebow good enough to be somebody's backup? Sure, from a talent perspective, but nobody wants to deal with that for your backup quarterback. It's like, be Chase Daniel, seen but not heard. And, like, I just think that was the problem that he ran into. Do you feel the same?
I'm going to say I think that was the initial problem. That's what probably got him to out of the first, second round, maybe the three. When you start getting the six, though, I do think it was some other things at that point that behind the scenes, just a group of owners wanted to teach a lesson at that point. Because on no expert list, was he anywhere near, most people had him at worst second round.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where, though, I guess the only thing that I would push back on a little bit is if you know this guy's not going to play for you and you're drafting in the third round, the fourth round, there are other positions that you can draft and those guys will play. And so there comes this question of when, if you know that this guy's going to be a backup for you, at what point do you go and take him? I actually think the irony of it all is I think he's actually wound up in a pretty good spot.
Because he got a chance to start,
right? He's got Flacco, and then they have Gabriel. And I don't know. I mean, I guess technically Pickett could be there. To me, Pickett feels like the odd man out. But it feels like, all right, they're going to let Flacco try it early, and then after that, they're going to turn to a young guy, and I think they're going to turn to Shador much faster than they're going to turn to Gabriel because Shador actually has a chance to be like your quarterback.
And see, but I feel like it's a lot of teams, and me and you be here struggling all the time, Jeff, that although he might not start his first year, I think that's a kid that will start within 2 years. And so it's like those guys get picking high all the time. Now, I get the off the field things, and I think that should have been a conversation. But to me, like the Steelers and the Saints, I don't see why you don't even take them first round. Like now I do think Mike Tomlin don't play like that, but I do think the Sanders family, like him, Bronco, Sean Payton, it's certain coaches that I think people respect so much. I don't think he would have came in that Steelers facility with that culture. I think Deion Sr. respect Mike Tomlin. I don't think it would have got that crazy.
So with the Saints, I kind of get it because it seems to me like the Saints are okay with bottoming out. Like, all right, you take Tyler Shuck. If this guy works out, great. But I think the Saints in the back of their mind are hoping that they're bad enough and Arch Manning goes pro and the New Orleans kid can play quarterback for New Orleans. Okay. I think there's that. The one that I think is interesting is the Steelers because I actually think part of the problem that they have when everyone gets frustrated with the, well, they're always going to be good enough to lose in the first round of the playoffs. Well, I think part of that problem is quarterback. And they never really had a plan post Ben. And even at the end with Ben, it was still really, like, Ben was, like, barely competent at the end. And so they tried Pickett for, like, basically a season. And then they're like, we're done with this. And now it feels like everything's waiting on Rodgers. And it's almost like well, they don't want to take a young quarterback and they just don't want to introduce that with Rodgers. But we're now at the point with Rodgers, it's like, is he just going to sign? Like, what I would think in like the next 10 days, league wise, he's got to be there. Like, that's part of the reason why we're seeing guys retiring today is like the league calendar's starting to flip. But is he just going to like show up in August?
Maybe. I mean, today is the day because the league calendar technically flips on the 1st. The 1st ended up on a Sunday this year. League business opened up today for the new year.
I can't believe the Steelers are that. It's almost like, you know how like you might have a project to have done in a week or 2 weeks or maybe 2 months and you know it's a lot of work got to be done. It's like they're a little too calm to me to know their weakness is quarterback. They got everything else. But, and it's a chance Aaron can say no. And I'm not sure if Aaron Rodgers is even, like some people saying, oh, but Aaron Rodgers probably wouldn't want it. Shador is his back. Them would be the first two people I put together because I know you're not going to be here long, buddy. Probably 1 year.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that I would say is they must feel pretty good that Aaron is eventually coming. Because otherwise, wouldn't you probably go try to make a move for Cousins? Like, or maybe, I mean, I guess like that's the other thing. It's like they must feel pretty confident with Rodgers, but I would always say this, like if anyone's going to like change his mind and flake, like it feels like it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
And that's why I can't believe this, because Mike Tomlin usually don't go in the Steelers organization, really don't go with a lot of foolishness, waiting.
I think it shows you how desperate they are.
I like that guy, like Hall of Fame-wise, long-term. I love Aaron Rodgers, but
I think what their plan is, and again, I'm kind of with you, it feels like their plan is we're going to play good enough defense, we're going to run the ball, we basically need Aaron to make like 5 to 10 throws a game, and that's going to flip us from, you know, a bad team to a good team. But I just look at the rest of the division, it's like, you're going to battle against Joe Burrow and against Lamar with 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's your plan? And by the way, that defense that they love to hang their hat on, that defense isn't as dominant as it once was, and it's aging quickly.
And this is a contract year for TJ, and he has not gotten his extension. I was curious, because my first thought is, well, beyond Rodgers, what's even out there? For a free agent, not even talking trade, because yeah. Trade, they could, if they brought in a guy like Cousins, you know, whatever. Ew. Rough. The only one in here that right now to me is worth much of anything is maybe Tyler Huntley. I mean, he's replacement level, probably.
Well, I mean, like, they...
Because it's him.
It feels like, I actually wondered this. It seemed to me like at a certain point, they decided we're out of the Russ Wilson business. I get that. That's fine. Now he's my problem, unfortunately. But it feels like they thought they were going to get Fields back. And then Fields was basically like, no, I don't like this. I'm going to go with the Jets.
I think he was in his feelings.
To a certain degree, like I don't necessarily blame him.
I mean, they were winning football games.
Yeah, I would probably still stay with the Steelers over the Jets, though, honestly. I get the Jets that are improved.
I mean,
too.
I don't know what the offer would have been from the Steelers. The Jets gave him, what, 40 guaranteed?
It wasn't nothing crazy. I think the Steelers.
Yeah, 40 guaranteed for 2 years?
Yeah, it wasn't like.
Nothing like a.
No, I mean, that's like bottom of the barrel starter money, but like, I don't even know. Like, maybe the Steelers were like, well, we'll give you 15.
Is my guy on that list is. That was praying to be delivered from pick sixes.
Jameis is a Giant too.
Jameis is with the.
This is why. This is why I'm annoyed. I don't. I'm gonna have to sit here and watch Russell Wilson until they decide to turn it over to Jackson. Which, it's just the worst. It's so boring. It's awful. It's no fun. At least with Jameis, it's fun. Like,
I don't think you guys want to hear the rest of this list. Some of these are nasty. You've got Jake Fromm, Desmond Ridder, Jeff Driscoll. Huntley, C.J. Beathard, Teddy Bridgewater, Carson Wentz, and Aaron Rodgers. Those are the choices, unless they make a trade.
I mean, some of their names sounds good.
Or someone from the UFL.
But, like, who could you even trade for? Because we had, like, the carousel, Kirk? So you can trade for Kirk.
but you have to take on his full contract, probably.
I mean, they can trade for Pickett back.
Can they?
I mean, they basically said we would rather have Mason Rudolph than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. Who else is there in Tennessee other than Levis? Because, like, obviously Cam Ward's.
Well, and Malik went to the Packers.
And he's been good for them when he's had to play.
Let's
They're kind of in no man's land. It's a pretty bad spot.
I can't believe this. I know y'all, I keep saying, I can't believe the Steelers will let it get to this.
But they've just never,
agree,
they've never, like, they tried once to draft and with Pickett, and then they bailed on it, like, within 18 months.
Maybe this is what the Steelers need. So I know they love him to fire Mike Tomlin. Like, if we give you a half a quarterback, we know you're going to go 500, and we can't. And so we got to do this winning season stuff. So we better make sure, you know, that we – that.
But my thing is, I don't think they want to fire him because the Steelers are like the ultimate, we don't like paying people not to work. And Tomlin's deal is like, they'd owe him like $60 million.
Mm. Oh, he got that long of a deal?
Yeah, and he's like $20 million a year. But, I mean, it makes no sense. With you are in that division, and you're like your best case scenario is we want to go into this war with Aaron Rodgers. And, again, Lamar and Burrow.
Who is the Raiders quarterback?
Right now it's Geno.
Geno. So what happened to my boy San Francisco that
Trey
got
Lance,
tossed around that was supposed to be good? Where is he?
Trey Lance was with the Cowboys, and then even after Dak got hurt, he couldn't even get on the field. They just kept playing Cooper Rush.
But don't you think he better
is
than
Trey,
what Steelers
I think
got?
Trey is...
He got picked up by the Chargers.
I hear the Chargers.
Yep.
I mean, the thing is, like, I feel like part of the Niners having to pay Purdy was, like, they had to distract people from the fact that, like, that is still one of the worst draft moves you could possibly ever make. When they did all of that to go get Lance, and then Lance cannot even, like, play at all. But I think the Niners...
Trey Lance was sitting there behind Cooper Rush and Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, and he was, like, not rostered.
Yeah.
So as he got his time, though, he got hurt. His bad time, and like literally his first secondary game, he broke his ankle. Then Purdy came and just started.
Well, they'll get Jimmy G. Remember, then they went back to Jimmy G, and Jimmy G was.
Didn't he get concussed or something like that?
I can't remember. Jimmy G got hurt, and then they went to Purdy.
Yeah.
Where is Jimmy?
Jimmy is with the Rams.
Did he serve that PED suspension or what?
Yeah, because I think he was the backup for the Rams. Like, so I think he missed the first two games last year.
Yeah, he's still with the Rams. He's already 33 now. Jeez.
But I mean, I don't know what, like, that doesn't feel like much of a plan.
Yeah, I don't get it, because I think everybody knows his name that could help them. I mean,
like, the Steelers' choices right now, because you just said they picked up Rudolph. Other than that, it's Skylar Thompson and Will Howard, who they just drafted.
Will Howard.
Ohio
he's from,
State.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's sound for me.
Yeah, here we go. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's a stat that I saw yesterday that is truly mind-blowing. I want to discuss it with you all when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. D&C supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
ESPN. All right, boys, here was the stat. Since May 2nd, Scottie Scheffler has won as many golf tournaments as the Colorado Rockies have won baseball games. The Colorado Rockies become the first team in Major League Baseball history to lose 50 games before they win 10. It's almost like mathematically impossible to be this bad. Like that,
you're looking at me like you don't believe it.
Yeah,
but it's true.
Yes,
that's probably why I couldn't be a sorry baseball player, because in basketball it's bad enough going 20 for 6-30, but when you got to play, 180, how many games do they play?
162.
And I'm finna, the route they're going on sound like they might be 25 and 135.
So last year, the White Sox set a league record for losses. Basically right now, the Rockies are 10 games worse than even they were last year.
What was their final record?
I think they lost like 130. Or maybe 120 games.
I got you. The White Sox last season were 41-121.
Yeah.
They lost 121 games last year.
So, although I know everything is about money, I would have a rule, and I think we should go, anybody lose, and you're losing it to 100 games, next year you're suspended from the league.
Their little move is, I mean, that's relegation. I mean, it's basically what it is. It's just there's no owners are going to agree to it. The problem that we saw this with the White Sox and with the A's. When you start to lose this many games and you have that small of a payroll, there's a rule in place where, like, the next year you basically have to go spend like an extra $25 to $30 million. So, like, that's so basic. But what's insane to me is that the Rockies keep getting away with this. They have two playoff appearances in their entire history, and they keep getting money from Denver to keep redoing the stadium and to redevelop everything around them. It's like they have no interest in ever being competitive.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, when y'all said the Rockies, like, Denver is a pretty nice competitive city.
I went to the stadium last year, and when you see it in person – you kind of realize the scam that they're running. The stadium is very nice, and they've developed this area that's like on the backside of the stadium with restaurants, bars, everything super nice to go to. But like literally they're just hosting it looks like a festival. Like you walk around Coors Field, the idea is to like never actually turn your head to watch the game. Like it's food. Like, I mean, I will say this, tremendous food selection. Like I was there for all nine innings. I think I saw maybe 10 pitches.
So to their defense, I know y'all frowning about that. That's actually smart. So if I was to take my daughter to a Braves game or something, or a St. Louis card, like I'm not, if I go to a baseball game on the West Coast, I was just already out there. I didn't, like I do for my 49, I didn't fly out there just for the game, just to be realistic.
You didn't want to go see the Angels? You didn't want to go see the Angels?
I would love them, but I would have to already be in Cali.
Yeah, no, you're not going to make a trip for that.
For a baseball game, yeah. So
plus if you're going to do that, just go to Petco.
Yeah, but
Petco or San Francisco,
those two are awesome.
Them two out there. Mm-hmm. So my thing I was making that I think the Rockies are smart on. I went to a Braves game one time and didn't sit down because the atmosphere. My daughter don't want to watch baseball, any kid, but they do want to go to eat at a baseball and the atmosphere and stuff like that. So really, from a business standpoint. That you could get more people. Because first of all, nobody would want to watch a game. Y'all telling me somebody is losing 100 and some games. So at that point, we just need to make this fun.
Because I'm with you, but I guess the difference is at least the Braves ownership's trying to win.
Oh, for sure.
Like the problem that I would have with it is like the owners are just like spitting in the face of the fans and the city. Like they just keep taking their money, and they're never trying to win. It's awful.
What is behind? They never tried to get a big free agent.
They're real estate guys. And so all they do is just develop real estate.
Yep.
But like basically like the team is an avenue for them to do development projects.
So let's say I own 92.9.
All right.
I'm not a 92.9 owner, but one thing I know about being a adult and a grown man, like you still want to, like I know people who own different, but you still want to win in life at some point. Like if it ain't
not
got
these guys.
Like at some point you don't want to be the guy that's at the owner meeting for 15 years straight. Like, oh, you're like it's 1 year, you might 3 years, you say, okay, look, I'm gonna get at my business model. I might not make as much money, but we wanna be competitive.
They don't say like this is why like it does not make sense to me the people that own sports teams and like they don't wanna win. But maybe that's why I'm not rich like they are.
So some people
they just view it as an asset.
Yeah, some people do things just to make money, but I thought that was the point of like I know in the NBA, so I'm sure it got to be like this in the NFL and MLB. The other owners, before you can buy a team, they must vote on you. I thought they would vote on part of voting on them is they're not just always taking the richest people; they feel that are all in on also making the lead and their team better place, too.
I would say that is a new development. These guys were part of the expansion efforts, and so they're kind of grandfathered in. That has been something that is – so, like, now when they're trying to get the highest value for these franchises, like, they are vetting people. But back when these guys started getting in into franchises, like, it was just, like, who could pay it? And so there's just these guys that exist and like they're there. And like in baseball, there's just not the turnover rate of selling the teams that there has been in the others.
So it's how many teams are in 30. MLB? Oh, so it's still 30 teams. Oh, okay.
It makes absolutely no sense to me. All right. Last thing before we go. I know everyone's doing the whole, what is the TNT inside the NBA going to be like on ESPN? I actually think what we're going to wake up next year and realize we're going to miss TNT's broadcast of games more than we're going to miss how frequently we see Chuck and the boys. Because I do not have high hopes for the for Amazon and NBC. Like in terms of I've watched NBC and I've watched Amazon present games. They're fine, but there's nothing that makes me go, this is way better. When I watch TNT's broadcast, and I'll even use the example, I didn't know really what to expect when TNT picked up the French Open for tennis, because it felt like to me like, oh, they're just trying to pick up any sports rights that they can just to say, like, we still have sports. They've done a phenomenal job with the French Open. And like when you watch, you're like, this is value added. But when you watch NBA games and we only have two options, we have Turner and we have ESPN, one feels way different. And when you watch Amazon and the NBC football compared to every other football, it feels very much the same. I think we're going to wake up and realize the thing that we miss the most is going to be how Turner actually broadcasted games.
I agree, and you might know that and look at it from another eye from the regular people, but one thing I know, that TNT does do a great job with whatever sport that was on there. But we're in a world now where, unfortunately,
whoever's paying the most.
You know, almost like, and I don't want to get in trouble for this, but like even when you're doing the sports services right now with the high school, like when we were coming out, it was Rivals. But since ESPN became a very popular TV show, ESPN got more money. ESPN like run it now, right? But actually, if you talk to coaches and people in the game, TNT remind me of 247 Sports.
Yeah.
247 Sports actually does a better job.
That's who people look at.
At the basketball side, you know, and I'm cool with Paul McCarty, my guy, Eric Bosse. I don't want to get into this. Evan Daniels, my guy. But it's like sometimes you go like ESPN might have the bigger name and they do a good job, and that's the most people go look at it. But if you're a true guy deep, and that's what it sounds like TNT production is, you know, although they're not the glamour of ESPN.
I think that's a very good comp.
They also have, you know, really good quality.
Yeah, and I mean – Kevin Harlan not being a number one guy, I think that's going to stink, because I think that's a guy that's like deserved to be a number one spot. He had to wait till he was 61 to get that. And so I think he's going to, I mean, he'll still call games for CBS and Turner, but he's not
going to
be
going to Amazon.
Yeah, but I believe Ian Eagle's going to be their number one.
I forgot Ian Eagle went to Amazon as well.
So Ian's going to be the number one, and then his son's going to be
with NBC.
Yeah, 1B. So he'll be the number one while Tirico's still doing football. And then when Tirico ends football, he goes to the number one. So,
did they get color guys for Ian yet? I only say that because I know
I think Reggie,
Ben Gundy is going to Amazon too.
Because I think Reggie's with him. Or is Reggie NBC?
I think Reggie's.
Because doesn't Ian does college basketball with Reggie, so maybe that's what I'm mixing up.
That might be it.
I mean, it's just like they're just not going to be number one guys anymore. And they're, a lot of it is honestly just how they mic the crowds. They believe in the crowd noise. And like that's a huge part of it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. Guys, our boy Charles Barkley's doing it again. On the Dan Patrick Show, I actually have 7 years left on my contract, and I'm going to be a good soldier for Kenny, Ernie, and Shaq, and the people I worked with. But the best I can do is 2 years. Nobody has announced pre-retirement, I'm done after the, like, my guy does it every single year. I'm willing to bet we're going to get more than 2 more years of Chuck.
Getting paid great.
Chuck, you really don't want that 25 a year? My thanks to Jason Munz for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.